Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and from New Zealand we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, How Does This Happen to Me?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and travelled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice, Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that the word spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. The Gospel of the Lord. How often do you hear yourself, or perhaps a friend, asking the question, How does this happen to me? Or maybe just, how can it be? And when you do ask yourself, are you mystified, surprised, excited, or perhaps troubled and challenged? When I find myself pondering such a question, it is usually because I have sensed a nudge deep in my heart, leading me somewhere that I may not have thought to go. It is usually accompanied by a sense of gratitude as I experience that I am being led by the Spirit. Now, recently, I felt led by the Spirit's nudge to visit two very dear friends, both of whom are suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's. Despite the distance and my concern as to whether they would even know me, the entire visitation was an experience of God's profound love in the presence of mystery. How does this happen to me? Today we celebrate this beautiful Feast of Visitation so close to Pentecost. There is a deep connection between these two biblical events. Mary has been listening to her deepest longings after asking the angel, How can this be? Then, encouraged by the Spirit, she has gone to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Both women are with child and wondering how this happened to them. Elizabeth has passed her childbearing days and Mary is not married. Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah, has been struck dumb for not trusting the angel, while Mary has trusted the angel and found herself believing God's call. Elizabeth's first greeting to Mary is, How does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? The child in her womb leaped for joy, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Mystery upon mystery. Anything can and does happen when we trust the God of mystery. Luke's Gospel begins with the mysteries of Mary and Elizabeth responding to God after initial doubt, and ends with Jesus telling his followers to stay in Jerusalem until they are covered by the power from on high. high. The disciples, full of fear and grief since the death of Jesus, remained with Mary in the upper room until the Spirit descended on them, sending them out to carry the good news to all people. Today, as we see our world on the edge of destruction, we too are full of fear and grief. What can we do? We need to call upon the Spirit as the one who is the creative life force of the cosmos. And as we recall Mary and Elizabeth both asking, "How can this happen to me?" we give thanks for their belief and trust in God, which changed the course of human history. Loving God, may we always be faithful to the promptings of your Holy Spirit, who inspires us to see Jesus in all events, in all of creation, knowing all things are possible to those who love. Amen. This is how we know that what happens to us is of God.